Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome everybody to our third or fourth annual, I forget how many it is. I'm going to say third annual Reaching All People Special Services. I'm so happy to see you all here tonight. I want to thank Sister Kiefer for signing for us and translating for us into ASL tonight. I want to thank Sister Zaraguayo for translating into into English for us tonight. I want to also give honor to Pastor Barnes, who is here from Grace and Glory. We are looking forward to hearing from him tomorrow night. And before I introduce Brother Cruz, Pastor Barnes, will you greet the congregation for us?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God. God is good in this place. I feel the presence of the Lord. I expect great things. I know God is a miracle-working God. I still believe in miracles. The book of Acts is still being written in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you. If I were a kind person, I would have notified him beforehand that I was going to ask him to greet the congregation, but I don't have that much of a memory. So, and of course, Brother Pastor Cruz Cody is here. He'll be preaching in just a moment. So thank you. If you would be seated for just a moment, I'm only going to take a few moments, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And if I go long, it's because of sunspots. But I am so grateful to see so many of our apostolic brothers and sisters here with us tonight. You know, we're at the tail end of a presidential election. Lord, help us. And it becomes undeniably clear that we are in the middle of a culture war. And I don't mean in here. I mean, yes, we all have varying skin colors, different languages, different backgrounds and heritages, different hair colors and different eye colors and different sized toenails and different habits and different ways of expressing ourselves, and we drink our coffee a little bit differently if we drink coffee. There's all kinds of ways we could parcel up how we're different, but we are of one culture, and that is the culture that supersedes all differences. Praise the Lord. We are a part of the culture of the Most High God. And we share this culture of the revelation of the absolute oneness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are baptized in the name that is above every name, in the only name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. We're baptized in the name at which every knee shall one day bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So yeah, we baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the common culture of receiving the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues as it gives utterance. And we have this shared culture of loving the Lord Jesus Christ, of striving to serve Him in our lives, and in every day attempting to bring glory to His name. We are a part of the culture of everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And no, the culture war we're experiencing is not within the walls of this church building. It's not in the realm of our associated and affiliated, and I can only come up with those two A words, churches, apostolic churches. But this culture war transcends such superficial differences as language and ethnicity. The culture war we are engaged in is between the culture of everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ and the culture of death. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The culture war, or the culture that we are opposing, thrives off of division and opposition and oppression and depression. It lives by poisoning the minds and the hearts and the souls of its victims to the point where they embrace the poison, calling evil good and good evil. It's a culture that tells you two things at the same time. It tells you that you are more important than anything or anybody else, and that you deserve everything your heart desires. At the same time, it tells you that you are worthless, that you are unimportant, that you are meaningless and helpless. It is a culture that is designed to fragment you and destroy you. But we, a unified group in the unified body of Christ, are here to stand as a beacon of light against the culture of death. We are here to bring the truth against the false narrative that this culture provides. We're here to loudly proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the Almighty God, that He loves you, that He died to save you, and that in time, if you serve Him, you will find fullness of joy and a peace that passes understanding. We have a mission in this life. Somebody made a lot of money writing a book called The Purpose-Driven Life. Well, I don't need to read the book because I have a purpose, and that's to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ to everybody and anybody. We know the story in Acts 10 of Peter and Cornelius. Cornelius, a Roman and a centurion in the legions of Rome. And he wasn't a Jew, but the scripture tells us he was a devout man, and he feared God with all his heart and with all his house, and he gave a lot of alms to the people, and he lived a life of prayer before God. And he saw an angel in a vision saying, your prayers and giving, and this is a good indication that you should be giving, by the way, as well as praying, these have been received as an offering by God. And the angel then told him to send men to Joppa to fetch Peter. And Peter then sees this interesting vision. I have a little sermon I like to preach once in a while called Pigs from Heaven. And then every once in a while I'll change it to Bacon from Heaven, because we all agree that's right, bacon is from heaven. Not for your heart, perhaps, but the voice comes out, and then a voice out of heaven says, as this sheet of unclean animals descends, says, arise, kill, and eat. And of course, Peter's like, I'm not going to do that because that's against the rules. And the Lord says, whatever I have what I have called clean, do not call common. And so I'm not going to go into the rest of that story because Brother Pastor Cruz has a word of the Lord for us. But I want to just wrap this. Suffice it to say that when Peter gets to Cornelius' house and he hears about the vision, he's astonished because, of course, he's God's chosen people. Why would God talk to somebody who's not one of God's chosen people? And Peter, seeing this, opens his mouth and says, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And Peter got it. And then he had to go back to the Jewish church in Jerusalem and argue with them, saying, look, it's not my fault. God did this, and I'm not going to stand against God. I will also point out that Peter is a good example for us not to stand against what God is going to do. Let's identify what he's doing and let's get on board with it. And so the church in Jerusalem, hearing this, glorified God, saying, so then to the Gentiles also God has preached repentance that leads to life. And so after some contention, they accept the fact God is doing a new thing in this world. God is upending everything we've held dear, but he's moving toward a better future. And often we think that's the end of it, and boom, the Gentiles were all part of the church, but that was not the case. Some of the Jewish people fleeing persecution in Jerusalem, they go up to Antioch and they're preaching the gospel, but it says to the Jews only. So they heard and they were happy, but they said, well, that's for Peter to go preach to the Gentiles. And they kept it within their little community. And you think that would be enough. But then the church in Antioch sends Paul and Barnabas on a missions trip. And Paul and Barnabas, first they go and they preach to the Jews. But some Gentiles heard what was being preached and they say, hey, can you come preach to us what you just preached to them? And Paul, I hope I didn't say Peter and Barnabas because I meant Paul and Barnabas if I did. Thank you. And so I've got 12 thoughts in my mind going at the same time and none of them are paying attention to each other. But so Paul and Barnabas go and they preach to the Gentiles and revival breaks out among the Gentiles. And so Paul and Barnabas, they go back to Antioch after their journey and they start explaining, look, not only did we reach the Jewish people, the people who are just like us, we reached the Gentiles as well. We reached everybody who was willing to hear. And it says they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. All that God had done with them. All it took was a heart that was ready to proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to whoever would listen. And God did that with them and reached an audience they weren't even considering. And Antioch continued to support Paul as he reached the Gentiles, and it served as his home base. And after the dispute in Jerusalem where they're trying to figure out what Gentile Christians had to do to have fellowship with the Jewish Christians, they come to this decision, and Paul takes that letter back to Antioch, and the church there reads it, and it says they were glad for the message. And what's your point, John? My point is that the Jerusalem church quickly became irrelevant in this world. But Antioch was a portal from which the entire world was reached. I don't want to be irrelevant. I don't want to be so caught up in my community, in my culture, my way of thinking, that I'm not able or willing to go proclaim the gospel to everybody I encounter. I'm not going to say, oh, they have a different belief. I don't need to, they're not going to hear me. I need to proclaim the gospel. It's not my job to decide if they're going to reject or accept the truth. It's my job to proclaim the truth. Antioch was the portal from which the entire world was reached. They were not distracted by superficial cultural differences, but they brought the whole gospel to the whole church, or to the whole world, rather. And we need to be like that church of Antioch. We think of churches as in, I've got my church, Brother Barnes has his church, Brother Cruz has his church, but there's only one church. And we're sitting in a church building. But we are that church. We are the body of Christ, and we are sent to deliver his message to this world. And so I thank you for joining us tonight. My encouragement is let's not be distracted by how people dress differently, how people talk differently, how people worship differently. Let's not care about differences, but let's see the human being that the Lord Jesus Christ died for. And if we focus on proclaiming the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ loud enough, somebody we might never have expected to be hungry may just ask us for more news, and we will change the world. We will allow God to do with us what he intends. God bless you. Brother Cruz, would you come and minister to us tonight?
I'm going to do in English first. Praise the Lord, everyone. It's so great to be here again this year. Thank Brother Pastor John to do this every year. And I feel humbled to be part of it. Always give honor to Pastor John and obviously Bishop Readout as well. I know he's not here. I got great respect for him. And I see familiar faces Daniel called. he got a special place in my heart. You know, he's a friend, and all of you here. I thank the Lord that to see my pastor and see him is always happy to see him, Pastor and Bishop Barnes. He's a great man of God. A great example of his life, the way he lived his life. I see in it, and I see in the results that the Lord is moving a great way in Grace and Glory. I'm humbled to be part of Grace and Glory, too. I'm so happy to be here tonight. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be under grace. Amen. We are here. We think sometimes we deserve to be here. No, we are here because of the grace of the Lord. Amen. 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 Because if he wants me to be here for who I am or what I have accomplished, believe me, I won't be here. Amen. But because of his grace, but because of his goodness, and because of his love, that he allows me to get up, continue, even though in everything that we face in this life. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Why don't you clap our hand to the Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Also, I see Bishop Tryon. He was here. Give honor to him as well. Amen. So tonight I'm going to preach in Spanish, and Sister Gloria Zaraguayo is going to be interpret in English. So we're going to try to do our best. And sometimes it's hard, you know, and sometimes the preacher just want to go, and then you got to pause. You got to remember, you got a translator, you know. So we're going to do our best. Amen. Amen. So hoy en esta noche... Is it on?
Oh, yes, it's on. So hoy, tonight.
Hoy en esta noche. Quiero predicar.
I want to preach.
Sobre si este tema.
On this topic.
De si nosotros nos humilláramos.
If we were to humble ourselves.
Si nosotros nos humilláramos.
If we were to only humble ourselves.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
We're going to stand up on our two feet.
Y vamos a leer una porción de la palabra de Dios
en
esta noche.
To read a portion of the Bible.
Vamos a ir en Segunda de Crónicas.
Let's go to Second Chronicles.
7.
Chapter 7.
Del 14, versículo 14 y hasta el 15.
Verses 14 and 15.
Dice así la palabra de Dios. Yo lo voy a leer primero en español y luego la hermana lo va a leer en inglés.
I'm going to read it in Spanish first and then Sister Gloria will read it in English.
Si mi pueblo que lleva mi nombre se humilla, ora, me busca y se arrepiente de su mala conducta, yo le escucharé desde el cielo, perdonaré sus pecados y devolveré la salud a su tierra. Mantendré mis ojos abiertos y mis oídos atentos a la oración de este lugar.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attend to the prayer that is made in this place.
Amen. We're going to pray. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here tonight. Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me, Lord. Almighty God, talk to us tonight. Let us hear your voice. Let us hear what's in your mind and your heart, Lord. Use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Let you be speak to your people and to me, Lord. In my life, in everybody's life tonight, in Jesus' name. En el nombre de Jesús. You can be seated. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I was telling my wife when we're on our way here, I'm so happy to be here in Grace, in Apostolic Church in Enfield. The readouts are great, great folks. Like I say, I've been in Pastor's Bishop readout classes. It's amazing the way he's digs into the Word, explains the Word. He got a gift from the Lord, and I think you're blessed to be under his voice. And now, Pastor John read out as well. You know, so I'm so glad to be. I really respect this desk here. Amen. Esta noche.
Tonight.
Quiero hablar un poquito.
I want to talk about.
De este tema.
Of this topic.
De humillarnos.
About humbling ourselves.
Debajo.
Under.
Debajo de la presencia de Dios.
Under the presence of God.
Una de las cosas.
One of the things
que estamos viendo hoy en día,
that we are seeing nowadays
en esta cultura,
in this culture,
y especialmente aquí en Estados Unidos,
especially here in the United States,
y yo creo que en otros países también,
and I believe in the other countries too,
pero aquí vivimos,
but we live here.
Una de las cosas,
one of the things
que ha hecho,
that they've done,
la sordura que ha hecho que mucha gente,
they have caused that many people,
no quieren escuchar,
they don't want to listen,
o aceptar,
or accept
la palabra de Dios,
the word of God,
es el orgullo.
It's their pride.
El orgullo es una de las cosas,
pride is one of the many things,
que cierra nuestros oídos,
that closes our ears,
y cierra nuestros ojos,
and closes our eyes,
de ver de verdad quiénes somos,
to see who we truly are.
Y lo que estamos enfrentando hoy en día,
and what we are confronting nowadays,
claro que sí, vemos muchas divisiones políticas,
yes, we see a lot of political divisions,
pero comienza siempre en el corazón del hombre,
but it always begins in the hearts of men,
de no reconocer,
because they refuse to understand,
que tienen fallas,
that they have faults,
o tenemos fallas,
that we have faults,
you know. Ahora nosotros lo que estamos en la iglesia,
and us that we are in the church,
pensamos que ya estamos ahí,
we believe that we are there,
porque estamos en la iglesia,
because we are in the church,
porque venimos los domingos,
because we come on Sundays,
porque ayudamos,
because we help,
porque diezmamos,
because we tithe,
y creemos que ya estamos ahí,
and we believe we've made it,
pero en la realidad,
but in reality,
a veces queda ese poco de orgullo en nosotros.
Sometimes there's that little bit of pride in us.
Y Dios quiere,
and God wants,
que nosotros,
for us,
nos humillemos ante Él,
to humble ourselves in front of Him.
Porque cuando nosotros nos humillemos delante de Él,
because when we humble ourselves in front
Dios
of Him,
se glorificará.
God will be glorified.
Dios nos levantará.
God will lift us.
Dios llevará a su iglesia adelante.
And He will keep His church marching
y
forward.
Y Él usará nuestras vidas.
And He will use our lives.
Para ganar a otros.
To win others.
Es bien difícil.
It is difficult.
Yo creo para todos.
And I believe that for everyone.
Reconocer que fallamos.
To recognize that we make mistakes.
Reconocer que tenemos en nuestras vidas ciertos errores.
To accept that we have mistakes in our lives.
Que lo tenemos escondidos.
That we have them hidden.
Pero Dios quiere que seamos sinceros.
But God wants us to be sincere.
Porque la iglesia de Dios,
because in the church of God,
va a tener que operar,
they have to operate,
en la sinceridad,
in sincerity,
en el amor,
in love,
en la humildad,
and humility,
para que la presencia de Dios,
so that the presence of God,
caiga en un poder tan grande,
can fall in such a powerful way,
y que nosotros no digamos fui yo,
so we can't say it was us,
sino vamos a decir fue Él,
but we can say it was Him,
va, Él fue Él el que hizo eso,
it was
eso.
Him and not us.
Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Estaba estudiando un poquito esta, ¿no?, hace un rato, o en esta tarde, esta mañana, mejor dicho.
I was studying earlier this afternoon.
Y me di cuenta que esto fue el error siempre desde Génesis.
And I noticed that this was a mistake going back to the book of Genesis.
Porque en Génesis no voy a leer todo esta noche.
Because in Genesis, I won't read it all tonight.
El capítulo 3, versículo 12-17.
Genesis 3, chapter 3, verses 12-17.
Habla.
It talks about
que cuando Adán,
when Adam
comió el fruto prohibido,
ate that forbidden fruit,
cuando el Señor le preguntó a Adán, ¿qué hiciste?
When God asked Adam, what did you do?
Él dijo, fue la mujer que me diste, Señor.
And he said, it was that wife that you gave me.
No dijo, yo fui la que tomé eso.
He didn't say, it was me.
All right, so estamos en estos días hoy en día que
so in these days,
todos se culpan el uno al otro.
We point to one another,
pero no reconocer en dónde estoy fallando.
But
yo.
We don't recognize where we're failing.
Aleluya, aleluya. Pero Dios quiere que nosotros
and God wants us
seamos humildes delante de Él.
To humble ourselves
y reconocer, Señor, ¿sabes qué?
And to recognize
tengo
and
que hacer
him,
un lado este orgullo.
I have to put my pride aside.
Tengo que hablar a los que no me quieren hablar.
I have to speak to those who don't want to speak to me.
Tengo que ganar.
And I have to win.
A los que tal vez no son de mi cultura.
To those that are not of my culture.
Tengo que hablarles.
I have to talk to them.
Y eso requiere humildad.
And that requires for you to be humble.
Entonces, por eso Dios en este versículo dice, si mi pueblo se humillare.
And that's why God says that in 2 Chronicles. If my people were to humble themselves.
Y me busca y se arrepiente.
And seek me and repent.
Y se cambia de su mala conducta.
And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Él dice, yo los escucharé.
And he said, then I will hear from heaven.
Hermanos.
Brethren.
Hoy en estos días.
In these days.
Que de verdad la venida del Señor se está acercando.
The coming of the Lord is coming sooner than expected.
Tenemos que dejar las indiferencias.
We have to put the differences aside.
Tenemos que ser humildes.
We have to be humble.
Tenemos que reconocer que necesitamos del uno al otro.
We have to recognize that we need one another.
Aleluya, tal vez estamos en la misma ciudad.
Maybe we are in the same city.
Pero la iglesia de Grace and Glory.
And the Church of Grace and Glory.
Necesita sus oraciones también los hermanos que están aquí.
They need your prayers just how you need our prayers.
Necesitamos nuestras oraciones del uno al otro.
We need each other's prayers.
Necesitamos dejar las indiferencias.
We need to leave our differences
y ser humildes.
And be humble.
Y reconocer
and recognize
que no es por nosotros.
That it is not by our power.
Es el Señor.
But the Lord.
Es por eso dije en este al comenzar el servicio.
And that's why I said from the beginning.
Que es por su gracia.
That is from his grace.
Es por su misericordia.
It's by his mercy.
No es por lo que hemos hecho.
It's not by what we've done.
Sino porque él es bueno.
But because he is good.
Porque él es digno.
Because he is worthy.
Porque él es para siempre
because
su misericordia.
He is forevermore.
Porque él es bueno.
He is good.
Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Cuando uno no se humilla,
when someone does not humble themselves,
el Señor,
the Lord,
tiene una manera de quebrantarte,
has a way to break you,
para que seas humilde,
so that you may become humble.
Lo digo esto por experiencia.
I say this by experience.
Porque ha llegado momentos,
because I've had those moments,
hasta que uno tiene que llegar en el trono de Dios,
so you have to come into the throne of God,
y decirle, Señor,
and tell him, Lord,
ya no sé qué hacer de aquí en adelante,
I don't know what to do anymore,
no sé qué voy a hacer ahora,
I don't know what I'm going to do,
pero aquí estoy, Señor,
but here I am,
quiero ser humilde delante de
I
ti,
I want to be humble in front
quiero
of you,
quiero ser un lado. Aleluya.
I want to be that lake.
Para que tú te glorifiques,
so
Señor.
That you may be glorified.
Para que tú te levantes,
so
Señor.
That you may be lifted.
Para que tú seas alabado,
so
Señor.
That you may be
aleluya,
worshipped.
Aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya. Gloria al Señor. Aleluya. Yo llevo un tiempo, comencé este caminar con el Señor.
I began this walking with the Lord.
Fui bautizado en el nombre de Jesucristo.
I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Recibí el don del Espíritu Santo.
I received the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yo pensé que ahí se acabó todo.
And I thought that everything ended there.
Pero Dios empezó un proceso en nuestras
vidas. But
that's
when God started his process in me.
Nos tiene que quebrantar en ciertas cosas que tenemos en nuestros corazones.
He has to break us so he can mold the things that are in our hearts.
A veces no vemos, aún caminamos con ese orgullo que tenemos.
Sometimes we don't even notice, but we walk with that pride.
Y luego nos preguntamos por qué no vemos los resultados.
And then sometimes we ask ourselves, how come we don't see those results?
Y Dios dice, sé humilde.
And God says, be humble.
Humíllate. Sé humilde.
Be humble.
En la palabra de Dios.
And the word of God says.
En primera de Juan.
In 1 John.
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1.
Versículo 8.
Verses 8 to 10.
Hasta el 10 dice, si afirmamos que no tenemos pecado, nos engañamos a nosotros mismos. A la verdad, no está en nosotros. Si confesamos nuestros pecados, Dios, que es fiel y justo, nos los perdonará y nos limpiará de toda maldad.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Aleluya. Yo estoy muy agradecido de vivir en este país.
I am very thankful to be living in this country.
Llegué a muy, más que todo, me mandaron a muy temprana edad en este país.
They sent me here at a very young age.
Y he visto cómo ha evolucionado todo.
And I've seen how everything has evolved.
Pero una de las cosas que da tristeza en este tiempo que estamos viviendo.
But one of the things that make me sad in this time.
Es que nadie quiere reconocer sus errores.
Is that nobody wants to recognize their mistakes.
Estamos hablando desde un trabajador.
We're talking about it from a worker's
hasta los más grandes líderes.
Even to the greatest leaders.
Pero ¿qué pasaría?
But what would happen?
Si nosotros todos.
If all of us.
Nos humilláramos.
Were to humble ourselves.
Y reconociéramos.
And recognize.
Que este día.
That this day.
Que en este año.
And this year.
Que en este tiempo.
And this time.
Necesitamos.
We need.
La presencia de Dios.
The presence of God.
Necesitamos el poder de Dios.
We need the power of God.
Necesitamos el poder del Espíritu Santo.
We need the power of the Holy Ghost.
Necesitamos el poder del Espíritu Santo.
We need the moving of the Holy Ghost.
Aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Oh, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, 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 aleluya. Estoy hablando de la iglesia apostólica.
I'm talking about the apostolic
oh,
church.
Yo estoy muy agradecido.
I am very thankful.
De ser de parte de esta organización.
To be part of this organization.
No ha dejado la santidad.
That hasn't left holiness.
No ha dejado la verdad.
They haven't left the truth.
No ha dejado la doctrina.
They haven't left the Christian
pero necesitamos
life.
La presencia de Dios.
That we need the presence of God.
Necesitamos la presencia de Dios.
We need that presence of God.
Necesitamos la caída del Espíritu Santo.
We need the Holy Spirit
para que nos saque
a
nuestros lugares. Aleluya, aleluya. Oh, aleluya, aleluya. Oh, aleluya. Gloria, 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 gloria. Quiero decirles algo en esta noche.
I want to tell you something tonight.
Y lo digo esto con toda humildad.
And I say this with all humility.
Mi esposa está conmigo como testigo.
My wife is here as a witness.
Hemos hablado con gente que tienen dinero suficiente.
We've talked to people who have a lot of money.
He trabajado con ellos.
And I've worked with them.
He trabajado para ellos.
I've worked for them.
Pero muchas de las veces abren su vida personal.
But many times they open up about their personal lives.
Y parece que todo está bien.
And it seems like everything's okay.
Pero la realidad no es así.
But in reality, that's not
hay
the
mucho
truth.
Caos.
There's chaos.
Hay mucha tristeza.
There's sadness.
Hay mucha depresión.
There's depression.
Aleluya. Gloria al Señor. Pero ¿qué pasa?
But what happens?
Es que no quieren humillarse.
They don't want to humble themselves.
Y reconocer
and recognize
que necesitan ese Dios
that they
vivo,
need of that living
que
God
estás en los cielos,
that is in the heaven,
que tiene el poder,
that has the power,
que tiene su poder para restaurar,
that has the power to
tiene poder restore para sanar,
and to heal them,
y tiene poder para levantarnos,
and to lift them.
Gloria al Señor. Yo le doy gracias al Señor.
I give thanks to God.
De la iglesia apostólica.
From the apostolic church.
Pero hermanos, no nos olvidemos.
Let's not forget, brethren.
De humillarnos.
To humble ourselves.
De vez en cuando.
From time to time.
Bajo la mano de Dios.
Under the hand of God.
Recuerden.
Remember.
Que la iglesia.
That the church.
No va a ir adelante.
Will not move forward.
Por nuestras propias fuerzas.
Through our own strength.
Sino que necesitamos.
But we need.
El poder.
The power.
La unción.
The anointing,
la autoridad,
the authority
del Espíritu Santo,
of the Holy Ghost,
para quebrantar,
and so we can have freedom,
las cadenas del enemigo,
so that chains can be broken,
las cadenas que ha sostenido Enfield,
the chains that have kept
las cadenas que ha sostenido Hartford,
the
aleluya, necesitamos romper esas cadenas,
we need that spirit of freedom,
aleluya, 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 aleluya. Gloria al Señor, gloria al Señor. Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
Si nosotros
if we were, if
decimos
my people, if we say
que no tenemos pecado,
that we don't have sin,
nos estamos engañando
we
a
are lying
mismos.
To ourselves.
Tenemos que entender
we have to understand
que cuando llega alguien en la iglesia
that when someone comes to church
y está quebrantado
and they're broken
o no se ve igual que yo
or doesn't look the same as I do,
necesitamos ser humildes
we have to be humble
y decir
and say
él necesita la gracia de Dios
they need the grace of God
como yo lo necesité también
how I also needed it.
Entonces hermanos necesitamos estar en estos tiempos
so brother we need in these times
bajo la presencia
we need
de Dios
to be under the presence of God,
en humildad
being humble.
Un versículo que me encantó bastante
one verse that I loved,
en Salmos 51:17
in Psalms 51:17
dice la palabra de Dios
the word of God says,
dice el sacrificio que te agrada es un espíritu quebrantado tú oh Dios no desprecies al corazón quebrantado y arrepentido.
The sacrifices of a God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise.
Hallelujah. El Señor en esta noche está esperando de nosotros.
God tonight is waiting for us.
Que nosotros
waiting for us.
Demos un corazón humilde
ante
él.
To give him that humble heart in front of
Dejemos
him.
El orgullo un lado.
Let's put our pride aside.
Reconozcamos que necesitamos de él.
Let's acknowledge that
Cada
we need
domingo
him tonight.
Que venimos. Cada servicio que
Every
venimos,
service that we come,
necesitamos la gracia de Dios.
We need the grace of God.
Yo lo necesito cada día.
I need it every day.
Yo lo necesito todos los días.
I need it every single day.
Porque hermanos, tarde o temprano,
Because
a veces
brothers,
fallamos, hermanos.
We fail.
Pero necesitamos la gracia
But
de Dios.
We need the grace of God.
Oh, dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says,
que le encanta un corazón.
That he loves a heart.
Un corazón contrito y humillado.
That is broken and contrite.
Aleluya, ¿qué pasaría?
What would happen?
Aleluya, si fuéramos sinceros en esta noche.
If we were to be sincere tonight.
Y de reconocer y venir en el altar y decir.
Acknowledge, come to the altar and
Señor,
say,
yo te necesito.
Lord, I need you.
Señor, no sé qué hacer con
Lord,
esta situación.
I don't know what to do in this situation.
Señor, no sé qué va a pasar mañana.
I don't know what's going to happen
pero
tomorrow.
Pero yo necesito de tu presencia.
But I need of your presence.
Necesito de tu poder.
I need of your power.
Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Gloria al Señor, gloria al Señor. Aleluya, aleluya. Cuando adoramos al Señor.
When we pray to God.
Cuando levantamos nuestras manos.
When we lift our hands.
Eso no lo hacemos solo por hacer.
We don't do it just to do
Aleluya,
it.
Lo hacemos porque adoramos a Él.
We do it because we worship
aleluya,
Him.
Lo hacemos porque queremos la presencia de
we
Él.
We do it because we want His
Lo hacemos
presence.
Porque Él es bueno.
We do it because
lo
He is good.
Lo hacemos porque Él es Dios.
We do it because He
lo
is God.
Lo hacemos porque Él es poderoso.
Because He is powerful.
Lo hacemos porque Él es digno de alabanza.
Because He is worthy to
Aleluya, 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 aleluya. Gloria al Señor. A veces no queremos adorar al Señor.
Sometimes we don't want to worship God.
Aleluya, pero hermanos.
But brethren,
esto es la iglesia apostólica.
This is the apostolic church.
Necesitamos entrar en nuestras raíces otra vez.
We need to enter those roots once
Aleluya.
Again.
Aleluya, cuando la iglesia apostólica levantaba sus manos.
When the apostolic church raised their
caía
hands.
Caía el poder del Espíritu
they
Santo.
They were filled with the power of the
caía
Holy Ghost.
La presencia de Dios.
They attracted the presence of God.
Los espíritus malos se iban.
Those evil spirits
Sanidades
got.
Pasaban.
Healings happened.
Libertad había. Cadenas se rompían en el nombre de Jesús. Aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Oh, aleluya, aleluya. Let's clap our hands into the Lord. Let's praise Him tonight. Oh, aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Oh, we need you tonight, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. ¿Qué pasaría que cuando la iglesia apostólica?
What would happen when the apostolic church?
Oh, hallelujah, reconociera.
Recognize.
Que no es por nosotros.
That is not by us.
No es por nosotros.
It's not by us.
Es el poder de Dios.
But by the power of God.
Es el poder del Espíritu Santo.
By the power of
es
the
el
Holy
poder
Ghost.
Que tiene la iglesia apostólica.
It is the power that the church has.
Es la iglesia que tiene los que están bautizados en
the
el nombre de Jesucristo. Aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Oh, aleluya, aleluya. Santo, 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 santo. Digno, 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 digno de la alabanza. Oh, aleluya. Aleluya, 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 aleluya. Have your way, Lord, aleluya. Gracias, Señor, gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Una de las historias.
One of the stories.
Dos historias en la Biblia.
Two stories in the Bible.
Dos ejemplos en
or
la Biblia.
Or two examples.
Cuando David cometió un error.
When David committed that mistake.
Se metió con la mujer de uno de sus soldados.
When he got with one of the wives of his soldiers.
Se metió con Betsabé.
He came with Betsabé.
Cuando fue reprendido de su pecado.
And he was called out on his sin.
Cuando fue reprendido su pecado, su actitud fue, dice la palabra de Dios.
The word says that his attitude
vino a humillarse.
Came to humble himself.
A reconocer lo que había hecho.
To recognize what he had done.
¿Y saben qué?
And you know what?
Fue restaurado.
He was restored.
Fue sanado.
He was healed.
Y Dios lo perdonó.
And God forgave him.
Aleluya. Al otro lado.
And on the other side.
Saúl.
Saul.
Cuando cometió un error.
When he committed the mistake.
Y fue también fue dicho su pecado.
And his sin was exposed.
Él no hizo lo mismo.
He didn't do the same.
Sino que trató de manipular las cosas.
He tried to manipulate things.
Con Samuel, el profeta
with,
de Dios.
With Prophet Samuel.
Hermanos, entonces, en esta noche.
Tonight.
Necesitamos reconocer.
We need to acknowledge.
Aleluya, que hay momentos que la iglesia.
That there are times that the church.
No va a ser movido por nosotros.
Won't be moved by us.
Va a ser movido por la presencia de Dios.
But through the presence of God.
Pero tenemos que ser humildes.
But we have to be humble.
De decir, Señor, si no vas a mover esto.
If you're not going to move us.
Nadie lo va a poder hacer.
Nobody will move it.
Solo tú, Señor.
Only
solo
you,
tú,
God.
Señor. Aleluya, aleluya. Ya voy a cerrar en esta noche.
I'm about to close soon.
Dice la palabra de Dios en Santiago 4, 7, 10.
In the book of James,
dice la palabra de Dios, así que sométanse a Dios.
So submit yourself to God.
Resisten al diablo.
To resist the devil.
Y él huirá de ustedes.
And he will flee.
Acércanse a Dios.
Come close to God.
Y él se acercará a ustedes.
And he will come close to you.
Pecadores.
Sinners.
Límpiense las manos.
Cleanse your hands.
Ustedes los indecisos.
You that are undecisive.
Purifiquen su corazón.
Purify your hearts.
Reconozcan sus miserias.
Recognize your miseries.
Aquí hay algo importante, dice.
There is something important here.
Lloren.
And pray.
Y lamentense.
And lament.
Que su risa se convierta en llanto.
That your troubles will be turned into joy.
Y su alegría en tristeza.
And your sadness into joy.
Humíllese delante del Señor.
Humble yourselves before God.
Y él los exaltará.
And he will exalt thee.
Vamos a ponernos de pie en esta
when
noche.
When we stand up.
Gloria al Señor. Aleluya, aleluya. Gloria a Dios, gloria al Señor. Aleluya, aleluya. Hermanos.
Brethren.
No importa cuánto tiempo llevamos en la iglesia.
It doesn't matter how much time you've been in the church.
No importa cuánto conocemos de la Biblia.
And how much we know of the Bible.
No importa si somos una generación de otra generación apostólica.
It doesn't matter if we are from a generation to generation apostolic.
La cual es una gran bendición.
Which is a great mission.
Pero tenemos que ser humildes.
But we have to be humble.
Y reconocer.
And acknowledge.
De que Dios lo tiene que hacer.
That God has to be the one to do it.
Que solo Dios tiene que hacer.
That only God can do it.
Han llegado a veces he querido hacer.
Sometimes I've wanted to do it.
A veces cambiar a gente.
To sometimes change people.
No se puede.
But you can't do it.
Ellos tienen que venir a reconocer.
They have to acknowledge themselves.
Y ser humildes.
And humble themselves.
Y venir a reconocer.
And recognize.
Que necesitamos de Dios.
That we need of God.
Necesitamos de Dios.
That Aleluya. We need God.
Hallelujah. No importa.
It doesn't matter.
Si tenemos mucho dinero.
If we have a lot of money.
No importa qué tipo de trabajo tenemos.
Or the type of job that you have.
Déjame decirle.
Let me tell you.
Que encontramos los mismos problemas.
That we have the same problems.
Tenemos muchos problemas.
We have many problems.
Estamos en este país.
We are in this country.
Lamentablemente.
Sadly.
Muy dividido.
Very divided.
Muchos problemas.
Many problems.
Se culpan del uno al otro.
We blame one another.
Los políticos se culpan del uno
the
al otro.
The politics blame one another.
Nadie quiere reconocer.
Nobody wants to acknowledge.
Que todos tienen error en todo esto.
That everyone makes mistakes.
Todos nosotros.
Everyone.
Pero ¿qué pasaría?
But what would happen?
Si esta noche.
If tonight.
Nos humilláramos.
We humble ourselves.
Bajo la presencia de Dios.
Under the presence of God.
Aleluya, aleluya. Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
I give thanks to God.
Que me ha quebrantado.
That has broken me.
No es fácil.
It's not easy.
No se siente cómodo.
It's not comfortable.
Pero al otro lado.
But on the other side.
Reconozco.
I acknowledge.
Y reconocemos.
We recognize.
De que solo por Él.
Had it not been through
solo
him,
por su gracia.
And his grace.
Solo por su misericordia.
And his mercy.
Aleluya, por eso estamos aquí en esta noche.
Is the reason we are here tonight.
Aleluya, y mañana.
And tomorrow.
Extenderá su misericordia.
He will extend his
porque
mercy
su palabra
once more.
Dice.
Because his word says.
Que cada mañana.
That every morning.
Nuevas.
It's new.
Son sus misericordias.
Are his mercies.
Así que, hermanos.
So brethren.
Reconozcamos.
Let's acknowledge.
Que nosotros tenemos que el pueblo de Dios
that the people of God,
estar bajo humillados bajo la presencia de
Dios. We need
Dios.
To be humble under the presence of God.
Muchas de las veces pretendemos
many times we pretend
que todo está bien,
that everything's okay.
Pero en realidad no es así.
But in reality that's not true.
Y Dios nos va a llevar
and God will take us
a ese punto
to that point
de que Él tiene que hablar con nosotros
where
cara
He has
a cara.
To speak to us face to face.
Y es ahí cuando nosotros tenemos que reconocer
and that
quiénes
is when
somos.
We have to acknowledge who we are.
Dónde estamos.
Where we are.
Para dónde vamos.
And where we're going.
Aleluya, aleluya. Le doy gracias al Señor
en esta
noche.
Tonight.
Dale un aplauso a la gracia del Señor
give
en esta noche.
Give a praise of applause tonight.
Dale un aplauso a la gracia del Señor en esta noche.
Applaud him for his grace and his mercy.
Aleluya, aleluya. Quiero cerrar con este versículo.
I want to close with this verse.
En Filipenses 3:12.
In Philippians 3:12.
Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
El apóstol Pablo.
The apostle Paul.
El gran maestro.
The great master.
El que fundó muchas iglesias.
That founded many churches.
El que subió al tercer cielo.
That went to that third heaven.
El que ganó muchas almas.
Who won many souls.
Dice así en una de sus cartas.
In one of his letters.
Dice así. Dice así. No es que ya lo haya conseguido todo. O que ya sea perfecto. Sin embargo, sigo adelante. Esperando alcanzar aquello para lo cual Cristo Jesús me alcanzó a mí.
Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I apprehended of Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. So tonight, we need to humble ourselves. Necesitamos reconocer.
We have to acknowledge.
El apóstol Pablo.
The Apostle Paul,
este hombre poderoso,
this powerful man,
dijo,
said,
no lo he alcanzado yo.
I didn't make it myself.
No he llegado aún allá.
I haven't made it yet.
Pero estoy yendo adelante.
But I'm moving forward.
Estoy yendo adelante.
I am moving forward.
Aleluya, aleluya. No importa cómo llegaste esta noche.
It doesn't matter how you made it here tonight.
Aleluya, lo importante que estás aquí.
It's important that you're here tonight.
Quiere decir
which means
que Dios está trabajando contigo.
That God is working in you.
Que Dios está trabajando conmigo.
And he's working in me.
Aleluya, y Él nos perfeccionará.
And he will perfect us.
Cuando suene la trompeta.
Until that trumpet blows.
Y vamos a ir con Él.
And we will be with him.
Aleluya, aleluya. Dale un aplauso fuerte al Señor en esta noche. Aleluya, aleluya. Cuando te cierres en tu cuarto de oración.
When you lock yourself in your prayer room tonight.
Sé sincero con Él.
Be sincere with Him.
Lo bueno de Él.
The good thing about Him.
Que no te va a traer.
is that he won't bring you
una espada de juzgamiento,
a sword of judgment,
sino te va a traer,
but he will bring you
ese óleo de sanidad,
that spirit of healing,
ese óleo de restauración,
of restoring.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yo he sentido el amor de Dios.
I have felt the love of God.
Hallelujah. Le doy muchas gracias al Señor.
And I give many thanks to the Lord.
A mi pastor.
To my pastor.
Que he ido con él.
That I've gone with him.
Y he sentido la voz de Dios.
And I've heard the voice of God.
Y me ha hablado.
And he's spoken to me.
Y restaura mi alma.
And has restored my soul.
Restaura mi corazón.
Restored my heart.
Hermanos, todos fallamos.
Brethren, we all fail.
Pero necesitamos ser humildes.
But we need to be humble before his presence.
A veces pensamos,
sometimes we think,
que tenemos toda la razón,
that we have all the reason.
Pero nosotros tenemos que entender,
but we have to understand,
de que el asunto es con él,
that the thing is with him.
El asunto es arreglarnos con él.
The thing is to fix ourselves in
Hallelujah.
Front of him.
Hay gente, hermanos, hay gente que no nos caen bien.
There's people that we sometimes don't like.
Tenemos que hablarle.
We have to speak to them.
Hallelujah. A veces nos toca.
Sometimes.
Hablar del amor de Dios.
We have to talk to them about the God of the love of God.
Porque como nos hablaron a nosotros.
The way they spoke to us.
Así nosotros tenemos que hablar a ellos.
We have to speak to them
no
as well.
No te quedes con la gracia de Dios.
Don't keep the grace of God.
Dale a otro la gracia de Dios.
Give it to someone else.
Aleluya, reparte el amor de Dios.
Spread the love of God.
Aleluya, habla a alguien del amor de Dios.
Speak to someone about the love of God.
Y verás cómo Dios lo hará. Aleluya.
And you'll see how God will do it.
Gloria al Señor, gloria al Señor. Dame un aplauso fuerte al Señor.
Give him a round of applause.
Esta noche, aleluya. Te adoramos, Señor. Te adoramos, Señor. Te adoramos, Señor. Aleluya, aleluya. Le doy gracias a Dios.
I give thanks to God
por esta oportunidad.
For this opportunity.
Lo único que les puedo decir en esta noche.
All I can tell you tonight is
que cuando nosotros nos humillamos delante de él.
That when we humble ourselves in front of God.
Y aunque tenemos que llorar.
And even if we have to cry.
Aunque nos sentimos apenados a veces.
And sometimes we're ashamed.
Y decirle, Señor,
we have to tell him, God,
te necesito hoy.
I need you tonight.
Restaura mi vida.
Restore my life.
Restaura mi corazón.
Restore my heart.
Restaura mi vida espiritual.
Restore my spiritual
Restaura
life.
Restaura todo, Señor.
Restore everything.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name
en el
of
nombre
Jesus.
De Jesús. Aleluya.
We sing a song that says, you are the air I breathe, your very presence living in me. But we don't realize just how true that need is, that without him, it is literally as if we are not breathing. There is no life without him. Lord, I ask that you would move in our midst right now. That you would touch every heart and every mind. That you would impress upon us our need for you. And that you would impress upon us your glory and your mercy that you might be known by us. Lord, I ask that you would surround us with your presence and let your anointing fill this place. That you would help us to humble ourselves before you. I feel as though the Lord is ready to work with us. And I invite you to come to the front and lift up your hands and humble yourselves before the Lord to seek his face, to acknowledge your need. If you need special prayer, we've got three pastors here who are willing to pray with you. If you need prayer, we've got a body of Christ that's willing to gather around and pray with you. Lord, you are the mighty God. We worship you. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Lord, we long to see your face, to feel your glory fill this place. We worship you. We worship you. We glorify your name, Lord Jesus.